In this episode, I share with you how to hire a Filipino virtual assistant. Not just how to hire them, but where to find them, what questions to ask them, how to actually pay them, all these things. And here's the coolest part, is when you understand the culture of the Filipino VAs, you will be able to keep them forever because they're the most loyal, hardworking people I have ever met. And so one of the biggest problem that people have with virtual assistants is they ghost them, they disappear. And so I'm gonna share with you exactly how to make sure that not only do they not disappear, but you're able to build these up, they're able to grow, and they're able to not just become super productive to you, but they're able to increase your bottom line. So without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanettis. So in 2020, we were going through COVID just like most everybody else was going through COVID. And our business was making transitions and we were in the gym space. And so very fortunately, we had actually transitioned to online training in 2019. And so we were actually a little bit ahead of the curve when COVID hit. Because when most gyms were having to shut down and they had no ability to create new revenue, had to create more income while their gyms were shut down, we had an online training business as well as our in-person fitness business that we were able to continue to sell right through the heart of COVID. I think there was like a week where, you know, like very many people, like I got scared for probably like 4 or 5 days and I was like, shit, like this is great. What am I scared of? And up until that point, so that was like March of 2020, we started in July of 2019 selling online training. And for the first, 9 months of it, we were trying to convince people why online training was better than in-person training. And that was like our biggest challenge. And then when COVID hit, all of a sudden that went away and we just sold like gangbusters. So it was great. But also with the transition of the business pushing more online, we had been in our local market for 3 or 4 years, running the same paid advertising through Facebook, on a little bit on YouTube, a little bit on Google, and our cost per lead had just started to skyrocket, right? And so in the very beginning of 2017, when we ran our first campaign, we were getting like $2 or $3 leads. And I remember this one time in 2020, because I track my numbers through the business intelligence sheet. If you haven't listened to that podcast, go back and listen to the 5 numbers you need to track where I talk about the business intelligence sheet. And I have the data where we were getting $2-$3 leads. And then there was a moment in 2020 where we were getting like $50 leads. And, you know, that's 25 times more than we were getting just a couple years before. And I was like, okay, something's got to change. Something's got to be different. Like we have, like it's costing way too much for us to just get a lead, let alone to convert that lead. And we were having to continue to push our prices higher and higher. And I was like, there's got to be a better way. And so that was the first time anyone had ever introduced me the idea of doing outbound marketing. And at that time it was doing messaging on Facebook and on Instagram. And I was like, wow, this is kind of unique. This is kind of cool. And so that's what I learned, the process of how to do outbound marketing, how to do cold messaging. And it was great. I'm like, oh, this thing actually freaking works. But the amount of effort that you have to do is a ton. It's a ton of work. It's a ton of like sitting behind a computer and pulling your list and putting out the messages, what we call the initial messages. And then you got to follow up with everybody. And then you got to push them to appointment. Like it was a lot of freaking work. And I was like, man, like this is getting pretty boring. And so this is where the first idea of a VA came up in my circle of peers who were also doing online training. And people were talking about how they use this VA, that VA. And I was just like, I didn't know what the heck a VA was. And I ended up using Fiverr to look at doing some VA stuff. I looked at Upwork to do some VA stuff, but I couldn't quite ever figure out exactly what I needed to do and actually to hire a VA. Cause I was like, I understand that I can hire someone for, you know, $2, $3, $4, $5 an hour. But who and where and how do I manage them? Right. All these questions I was asking myself. And so I had this buddy named Chad, and he was telling me how much success he was having with his VA. And I was like, dude, like, where did you find this person? He's like, oh, dude, I bought this course. And I was like, dude, like, can I have this course? Right. And he's like, sure. And he just literally sent me over the link to it. And I logged into it. And it probably took me, 4 or 5 hours. And I just like started consuming it. And I was like, dude, this thing is freaking gangbusters. I was like, dude, this is so good. I was like, what's your Venmo? And I literally sent him money for that course because I thought it was so freaking good. And so what I'm going to share with you today is literally like that course, what I learned and now how I've applied to this has been over 2 years now, almost 2 years, I should say, that I actually hired our first VA using the system, this platform. And one of the first two VAs that we hired, she's still on our team. She's actually like taking roles in our new clinic company. And it's just so cool. The amount of growth that I've seen her make, but also that these systems and processes really freaking work. So, where do you find VAs? So there's actually two types of ways you can do this, right? You can do this where I call it what's done with you, right? So this is where you're doing it with a platform like Fiverr, like Fiverr's creating the platform of where VAs want to work. They're advertising their services, they're putting out resumes, and you can go find them, right? You can find them on Upwork. The site I actually use is OnlineJobsPH. And so that's one way you can do it, is what I call done with you. But you can also do what's called done for you, where you actually can find a VA management service who's already found these virtual assistants. And they've actually trained them, they've screened them, they've interviewed them, and they basically hired them on their team. And then they will essentially farm them out to you, and they basically become a wholesaler and they create their spread in the middle, right? So depending on how much work you want to do, will be dependent on like which way you do it. And so when you use a done for you service, you're probably going to pay more like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 bucks an hour. Whereas if you're able to do it yourself, you can pay 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bucks an hour, somewhere in that, right? Like it just varies depending on whatever the role it is. So those are two types of ways. Again, like I use OnlineJobsPH. The reason why is because I think like from my understanding, it's the biggest network of Filipino VAs. And that's the VAs that when I went to that course, that's the culture I learned. And so what I learned a lot about is the cultural differences. So I'm gonna give you a lot of tactics and strategies here, but it's the cultural stuff that actually allows us to keep VAs for a long period of time. Because one of the biggest problems people have with virtual assistants who live thousands of miles across the ocean is that they ghost you. And you know, all of a sudden they're showing up for work one day, and then all of a sudden you don't hear from them again for the rest of your life. It's really easy to go and hide when you live thousands of miles away. And so I'm going to share with you exactly how to keep that from happening, how to set the expectations up front. And it's one of the most valuable things you can do. That way, all the energy and time that you invest and you spend into training and hiring a virtual assistant, you'll be able to get the maximum reward on that, which is time, which is productivity, by truly investing in these people and making them feel like they have not just a place of work that they feel safe in and they feel confident in, but it's predictable, right? And you actually can help, like your goals are big enough that they can fit their goals inside of yours. So without further ado, let's kind of dive in. So again, if you don't have a pen and pad next to you, get ready. We're about to get real tactical up in here. So, again, I'm going to show you my process, and I'm using OnlineJobsPH. I think that OnlineJobsPH costs like 70 bucks a month, but after you hire your first VA, you literally can just cancel the service, which is pretty cool. Or if you want to keep it going, I think they have a $200 or $300 a year service. But anyway, it's relatively cheap. So you get on there, you post your job description. My job descriptions for a virtual assistant is like really, really simple. It's like title, virtual assistant. What am I looking for? I just literally list out a couple of the duties. It's really straight to the point. And every single time I do this, I get hundreds of applications. It's insane. Like I literally have to turn it off within the first day, usually. So you get tons of applications. So like that's not the hard part. You'll get tons of applications. Now the next hardest part is how do you weed through all these applications? And so here's the process, okay? Is you're going to send everybody an email. So everybody who's on there, they always have an email. You're going to send them an email. And what you're going to do is you're going to ask them three questions. Okay. You're going to ask them three questions. And those three questions are starting with like, are you looking for full-time or part-time work? How many hours a week? What is it? And that's actually one question. What is your experience with whatever the position is that you're hiring for? And do you currently have another job? Right. Those are the three questions. And you say, look forward to hearing back from you. Okay. And so the reason why you ask these three questions is you want to do two things. The first thing you want to do is well, you want to try to get as many questions done in one email as you can. But the second thing you want to do is like, how will they answer those questions? Are they detail oriented? And just by answering those questions, you can actually pick up a lot from them. How quickly do they respond? And so after that, you're going to get a response back. And then there's going to be basically three more sequences of questions where you're going to ask three questions each time. And then with that, you're going to be able to get a really good idea if this is the type of person who you actually want to bring on to an interview. Okay. And so again, like the next round of questions, what did you like about your last position? Have you ever worked for a foreign employer before? This is really important. And then when could you start? Right. So that's the second series of questions. Third series of questions is, where are you in the Philippines and are there power outages there? Do you have your own computer and what are you currently looking for in your new job? And then last set of questions is, what is your dream job? How much money are you looking to make? And then what do you know about me, my name, and my company, right? And then based on those questions, I'll either decide to actually set them up with a Zoom call as an interview or not, right? And so those interview questions are so powerful because you can learn so much without even having to hop on a call, right? And so I've actually hired virtual assistants without even hopping on a call, right? And so you definitely can do that. And I've done that in the past, but now I actually hop on calls. Now, another side note too, with Filipino culture, if your job doesn't actually need for them to be client facing, they don't need to actually be on Zoom, things like that. And you don't have like one-on-ones, you don't have daily huddles, you don't actually have to do the Zoom call. And what you'll realize is that like some Filipinos, they respect Americans so much that they're afraid to, they don't want to embarrass us. They don't want to feel ashamed. And so sometimes people feel, so they feel uncomfortable sometimes getting on Zooms. They're uncomfortable showing their face, right? So that's just one thing to understand from a cultural standpoint. But again, if you require them to do, like you want them to get on daily huddles, you want to have like a culture and relationship, then by all means, you need to get on Zooms with them. So that's the hiring process, right? And I literally have this on a sheet and I've shared that with people. So again, if this is this whole process I'm going to share with you, like if you actually want this sheet, I've shared it with a few of my friends and colleagues, people who are acquaintances. Like if you want this, like let me know. Again, tag me in a post that you've listened to this podcast and I will share the sheet with you. Okay, so without further ado, let's keep going here. So next step, once you actually have hired them, then what, right? So next thing you need to do is you actually need to send them an offer letter, right? So you send them an offer letter, and inside this offer letter, it explains exactly what you communicated to them either on an email or on a Zoom call or a combination of both. So that way you're setting the clear expectations up front. So I'm going to read you just a snippet of this offer letter that I've sent, and it works so well. So this is an offer for the position with our company, whatever your company is, right? In the role of the position, you'll be expected to carry out these duties, put in your duties there. I'm offering you a salary of what you're offering them in exchange for 40 hours of work each week. You will be paid this weekly on each Sunday of the week. And so here's a really cool part as well, is that you need to pay your virtual assistants every single week, at least in the beginning. Now, I continue to pay them weekly, but here's the thing that that Filipinos are super scared of, and it happens all the freaking time, is that Americans, they will hire them and they will do work for a week, 2 weeks, a month, and they won't pay them, right? And so this is actually very common. And so Filipinos are very afraid of not getting paid for their work. And so this is why it's very important to pay them. If you want to, you actually can pay them in advance, but I actually pay them a week after the work and they get paid on every single Sunday. And so it's so valuable, it's so important, and you earn so much trust by doing that every single week, like clockwork. So, you give them their starting time. Your starting time is blank Mountain Standard Time or Pacific Time or Eastern Time or Central Time, whatever your time zone is. Understand that they're on a totally different time zone. And so you can actually pull up this cool little calculator. If you just Google, I think it's like time difference between, you know, your time zone and their time zone, you actually can see like what your time is. You can see where their time is as well, right? So like when we, I think I'm going to blank the times here. I think when we used to do our daily huddles at 10 a.m., they were like midnight their time. So you can like do that transition. I think, and that was Mountain Standard Time. So I'm offering you 2 hours of paid time off, 2 weeks of paid time off every single year. So again, this is a really cool value add you can do. please request paid time off 30 days in advance. The position will start on this date, and your first pay date will be this date. Here are the holidays that we recognize. So these are really important as well. Again, these are things to write down. New Year's Day, obviously January 1st. They have a day, again, I can't even pronounce the name of it. It's Arwa Inji Karawagan, which is April 9th. Their Labor Day is May 1st. Their Independence Day is June 12th. National Heroes Day is one that they celebrate. It's August 31st. They celebrate Christmas and Christmas Eve just like we do. But they also have Rizal Day, which is the 30th and the 31st of December. And then, of course, New Year's Eve. So these are some of the holidays that are different that they have versus we have. Again, these are important things to be understanding, so that way you can give them this time off. And it shows respect to them and their culture, and that you actually understand, right? Share with them how you're going to communicate with them. So we actually communicate through WhatsApp. And then here's like a golden line, right? So here's a golden line. You need to put this in there. And so one of the last questions I put in there is like, can I count on you not to disappear? If you get lost or stuck, please come to me when you need help. And I put that in there. It's like, you must answer that yes. Right? And I said, do you wish to accept this offer? And so that's the offer letter. And that thing is so gold. It sets the expectation up front. It sets you up for success, right? Because what I've learned by hiring Filipinos is that they're so loyal. They're so hardworking. They want to do amazing job for you. And if you just understand their culture a little bit, not only will your business be successful, but you'll allow them to grow and prosper. And like I said earlier, we have a virtual assistant who we hired to do the outreach marketing. She was the one who was out there sending cold DMs on Facebook, on Instagram. And that's how she started. Like, that's all she was doing. I literally made screen flows of exactly what to do, and she did it. And she did amazing. And I'm like, man, you're doing so good. I just kept on giving her more and more stuff. And now she's literally like scheduling and doing customer service for our cleaning company. Like, it's insane. She's so well. So one of the last things to do is you got to pay them. Well, how do you pay them, right? So you got to understand that the American dollars is different than the Filipino. I think it's a peso. And so we use a service called Remitly. Remitly, it's the reason why we like it is because it's free. It's free for both parties. So when you pay people through PayPal, I learned, is that it charges them as a virtual assistant. You want to do that. And then there's other ways to do it, but then it ends up charging you. So Remitly is what I found to be the only free software that I currently know is how we pay our virtual assistants. And it's really cool. They just set up their bank account and you set up your bank account. If you use a credit card, then you will get charged. But if you set up your bank account and it goes bank to bank, then it doesn't, there's no fee. And so like we pay our virtual assistants on Sundays, and it actually hits their account on either Wednesday or Thursday the next week. So understand there is going to be a little delay, but other than that, man, Remitly is freaking amazing. So that's how you hire somebody, right? That's how you pay somebody. And the next piece is like, how do you continue to build a culture? And so now we do daily huddles, and our virtual assistants are integrated with the rest of our team. So we have our manager on our cleaning team. They're on there. We have our real estate team, our virtual assistants are on those daily huddles as well. And we're building this culture, and it's so fun to get to hear them and hear their goals. And to hear them want to like for instance, one of our virtual assistants, like she's taking a Facebook ads class because she wants to learn that. Like she's so like, they're so growth oriented. And they always want more tasks. It's so cool. It's so amazing. If I could figure out how to get them to work here in the States and find someone like them, like I would hire them all day long. Right. So that is literally the step-by-step process on how to hire a Filipino VA. Now, there's other types of VAs you can get there. There's Egyptian VAs. There's, Indian VAs. There's so many other different virtual assistants you can get. And I can't speak to those. I don't know those. I don't know the culture. And I think what I've actually learned through this whole process is the culture is so important. So if you're going to hire different cultures, you must actually understand the culture. And I think outside of that, everything else is going to flow very similar. But you must understand their culture. And the more that you can understand, like when someone feels understood, you're able to influence them more, right? That's actually how influence is actually done, is like when somebody's heard, they feel like they can actually communicate well with you. So hopefully you got some value from this. That's how you hire a Filipino VA. And if you did, again, please share this podcast. Tag me on Instagram @LoganLeeManzanares. And without further ado, I am out.